Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
As well as the twists and turns of the race for the Auris keep us talking. Several names have been mentioned today as part of a push to get more independent candidates on the ballot paper for the presidential election, whether that happens at the end of October or early November, as we heard. And one of those names being mentioned is independent Senator Aubrey McCarthy, the founder of the charity Tig Lynn. And he joins me in studio this evening. Good evening to you, Aubrey.
Good evening, John.
And thanks very much for joining me. Do you want to run for President of Ireland?
You know, even the last couple of days, your researcher rang me today and said there was a press statement put out by somebody and my name was mentioned in it. That individual never mentioned it to me. And then yesterday on Liveline, there was different candidates being mentioned, put forward, and people that I've never even heard of put my name forward. And I think I'm not...
Are you surprised? You're just being modest here.
No, I'll tell you, anybody who knows me knows what I stand for. And nationally, I'd say I wouldn't be known, but the charity that I helped set up was a charity called Tig Lynn. And we've helped families from the four corners of Ireland. So I think people are starting to say, that fella Aubrey, he's now involved in politics. He's a senator. I've been involved for 20 years working in advocacy, homeless, social inclusion. What about him, putting him forward as a candidate? I was approached by a number of politicians, both in the Shannon and in the Dáil. But I will say, as Ivan Yates said during the week, in order to go the Oireachtas route, you need 20 members. I don't think that's possible because Catherine Connolly has sewn up a lot of the independent route. And then you go down the council's route and you need the four councils. But the problem there is there's meant to be a diktat coming from Fine Gael to say their councillors have to support a Fine Gael candidate. Fianna Fáil, we don't know yet. But if that's the case, well, then that route is closed too. So if you don't have the broad support, it's going to be very difficult for any independent person. So for a democracy, it's not very democratic.
It sounds like you want to run to be the President of Ireland.
You know, if you asked me 4 years ago, did I want to be a senator? Absolutely. It was never on my horizon. And then I was coaxed, encouraged, and I put myself forward and I actually did very well. And I was against all the political parties. And I think it's because even what I've done in the area of homelessness, education, marginalised, women's refuge, I've done a lot and I have a track record over 20 years. So if there was broad support, it certainly would. It's flattering, but it would be something that I would seriously consider. And one thing that I did, John, when I first got elected, and it's on a whiteboard in my office, I put down the homeless numbers and it was 15,286. Today, that's at 16,000. I heard Deputy Pierce Doherty on the phone, on the radio just a few minutes ago, saying about how housing has gone to the dogs. So I will say there are serious issues that have to be dealt with, and I'm certainly focusing on them at the moment.
You suggested that the only clear candidate, an independent candidate, Catherine Connolly, so far has the contest sewn up in terms of Oireachtas members' support. You don't think this is a democratic nature, this process, but are you exploring other aspects? Have you talked to councillors?
I have. I've talked to councillors. And in fact, I've got phone calls from councillors to see would I put myself forward. And I've always said, and I've been consistent on this, if there was broad support, and you'd need that on a broad level, well, then it is possible. But otherwise, who's going to put your posters up in Lifford? Who's going to put them in Sneem in Kerry? And also, who's going to give you $500,000 to run?
Well, councillors are democratically elected, of course. TDs are democratically elected, so they have the say. This is all part of the democratic process, or do you not see it that way?
Well, I'm hearing that actually parties are supposed to be telling their councillors, only vote for our party mm-hmm. candidate. So if that's the case, that is not democratic. Now, I don't know. This will all happen in September.
And bearing in mind, we don't know whether there will be a Fianna Fáil candidate, a Sinn Féin candidate, for instance, there as well. You mentioned you talked to parties, have you?
I've talked to people from parties, yes. Okay. Independent people. And I've for example...
But have you talked to any of the major political parties, or
yes,
would you
I
hope
have.
For their nomination?
If I got it, I certainly would certainly consider seriously, because then you have the broad support.
But have you heard back from them?
No, I have not.
You've asked for it?
I have not, but I've talked to the individuals who have the power to give it.
Okay, so you're calling, again, there was people within Fianna Fáil calling on the party, for instance, to name what they're doing, to call it what they're doing in terms of a candidate or not. But you're calling on them to not instruct their councillors then.
It's fairly democratic, and it gives a fair playing level playing field to people out there. And you need independence on the ballot in order to make the presidency a proper campaign. You can't just have it dictated by the political parties who's going to be president. I think that's unfair and it's undemocratic.
Could you be the de facto Fianna Fáil candidate?
As I said, if I was contacted, I heard you talking to Piers Doherty.
Sinn Féin.
If I was approached by either party, then you have broad support. But I work with left, I work with right, and you'll see even my work in the Shannon is very focused on the areas of housing, on the areas of people in marginalisation, and that's what I've done and that's what I've been consistent
with. Do you see that as your only route then now, that if you would need the backing of a major party then?
I think anybody out there, not only me, you need broad support. And unless you have that, well then, as an independent, I don't think this would be a successful campaign.
What happens next for you? Are you going pressing the flesh and canvassing or campaigning or calling people this evening?
I'm going to charge my phone to make sure I can take calls from those parties.
It's a good start. Thank you very much for joining us, Independent Senator Aubrey McCarthy there.
Thanks, John.
Back very shortly, we'll be wondering what happened to the Cork City Task Force.